Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. This program is coming to you from the extremely liberal state of Minnesota. But if you live on the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, very liberal. On the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, very liberal. Midwest, pretty conservative, except for Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota is one of the most radical states in the nation. Let me just give you a few examples quickly, and then I'll introduce our guest who's Daniel in the Lion's Den, one of our state senators. But so I discovered recently our Minnesota tax dollars are paying for drag queen story time to kids. So I wrote my state senator, and she responded, quote, "I believe in freedom of expression, so I will not stop funds for creative expression." Minnesota now is a safe state for people from around the country to come here and have their children get sex change operations. Sex change operations on children. That's Minnesota. Minnesota used to have minor laws against abortion, minor restrictions. They're all gone. You can have an abortion right up to the day of delivery. Minnesota used to have a law that if the baby survives the abortion, the doctor has to try to keep it alive. That's gone now under the Democrats in Minnesota. A minor can get an abortion without parental knowledge or consent. Amen. They can't get a tattoo, but they can get an abortion. And taxes pay for abortion here in Minnesota. We have now recreational marijuana. The Arby's near my house is now dispensing marijuana. It turned into a marijuana dispensary. And last point, and then we'll get to our guest. Recently, the Supreme Court of Minnesota ruled that women can be bare-breasted in public. And their reasoning? Well, men can be bare-chested, so why can't women be bare-breasted? That now, I mean, that's going to make for an interesting state fair this year in Minnesota. So, oh my, we need Christian legislators. This state, and it's tragic what's going on. Amen. So let me introduce to you Senator Glenn Grunhagen. Thank you, Senator. Hi. For driving in. He's a Minnesota state senator, and no matter where you're at in the country, you're going to want to hear how we need Christians battling this horrendous stuff that's entered our world. So let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we pray for Minnesota. We pray for all the United States of America that somehow you would give us godly government and return us to sanity. Father, we pray now that if there's somebody watching who needs to get involved, that you will just show them what to do. And Lord, we ask you to speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Before we jump in, I always like to ask our guests, and Glenn's been on before, but let's just do it again. How did you come to know Christ?
Well, it was through a series of events. My dad became a Christian from the Billy Graham Association, watching that.
Yeah.
And then he was praying for us, his three children, myself and my two sisters. And he prayed for years and a number of years. And that led me, and he took us to church. In fact, when I went to college, I needed $20 to eat for the week. And so he said he'd give me $20 if I went to church with him. So I got to hear the gospel regularly. And the Lord worked in my heart. And on April 30th, 1975, I accepted Christ as my personal Savior.
There you
so
go.
I was raised with a good Christian influence, but I'd never accepted Christ
and
before.
And what got you, how did God tell you to get involved in government like you are?
Well, I started out, I did 13 years of prison ministry with the Gideons, and one of the things I noticed was how many prisoners couldn't read properly or couldn't read at all. And that led me to start studying educational issues, because I had three daughters who were in public school, and I began to understand the difference between whole language, creative writing, and inventive spelling, which is based on psycholinguistic, and versus traditional intensive systematic phonics, traditional grammar, and spelling. And it creates a huge difference in, especially children, in terms of the fluency that they can read with.
Okay.
And all you have to do is look at a dictionary, and if you don't know how to pronounce a word, if you haven't learned the phonetic rules of pronunciation, you don't have a chance in the world. And unfortunately, whole language diminishes or censors that approach.
So how did that get you into government?
Well, then I ran for the school board.
Oh, okay.
And I was on the school board for 16 years.
Okay.
And then state representative position opened up, and I decided to run for that.
Good.
Was elected, and then just the last session or the last election, the Senate position opened up, and I ran for that, and I was fortunately elected.
Well, God bless you, because you're one of the Daniel in the lion's dens down there, because you're one of the conservatives in the liberal state of Minnesota. And Glenn, for instance, recreational marijuana, unrestricted abortion, child sex change operation.
Mutilation and castration.
Yeah, is there any way to undo this?
Yes, there is, but we really need Christians and people who believe in the protection of the children rather than the abuse of the children to participate.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, the statewide media in this state reports half-truths or no truths at all.
Yeah, the media is not on our side.
No, they tend to lean to the left, and they tend to censor information that implicates the...
And the Star Tribune newspaper falls over to the left.
Well, it definitely leans that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we need to look at alternative ways of getting our information. You're an excellent resource, and then Alpha News is another very important resource here in the
Google
state of Minnesota.
That, everybody. Alpha News, get that app on your phone.
It's very informative, and a lot of the stories that are pertinent to our children, our society, and economic future here in the state, they report on, and it's not reported in the statewide media.
It's not. All right, so Glenn, talk to us. These horrible hormone blockers and castrations for children, is that paid for by the state of Minnesota?
Yes, and they even passed a law in the previous biennium that private insurance has to pay for it.
Has to pay for it.
And just think of it, a child doesn't have the mental ability to weigh the consequences of their actions. So they're being castrated and sterilized, much less the negative effects of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones on them physically. And we've seen the testimony, at least at the federal level, of people, of women, and I think some men, too, who've gone through this as a child, and now they have strong regrets,
they
so they're trying to detransition.
Yeah.
But some of the consequences of the transgender agenda are irreversible.
Irreversible. You can't have children.
Amen.
And you're castrated. And our liberal Governor Walz, when he signed all this into legislation, said, quote, "We're stopping bigotry now at the border of Minnesota." So if you don't believe in castrating children, I guess you're a bigot.
Yeah, and I call it child abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, it is child abuse. Now, before the cameras rolled, you told me of three amendments that you offered, all of which didn't work. Go ahead and share that with people.
Yeah, there's during special session, I had three amendments. The first one was, in Minnesota, a criminal inmate, can go have transgender surgery on them and have the Minnesota taxpayer pay for it. The cost is about $100,000 to do that.
And we have to pay for that.
And we have to pay for that.
Now, that's not true in other states. It's true,
in Minnesota. Have you heard that reported on the news?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
And so two guards take him to a doctor, do the surgery, and Minnesota taxpayers pay for it.
Oh,
I had an amendment to prohibit that here in the state of Minnesota, and the Democratic Party, or the Democrats on the Senate floor, ruled it out of order. So we tried to overrule that, but they had the majority by one vote, and... So it wasn't accepted.
Tell me about the second one.
The next one was parental rights. Right now in the state of Minnesota, because we're a gender-affirming care, if your child wants to go through puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and castration and mutilating surgery, and parents object, the state can take that child away do that to the child, abuse them, and then give them back to the parents and have Minnesota taxpayers pay that.
Wow.
That amendment I presented, although I knew that ahead of time they were going to rule it out of order, so I just made the presentation on it.
Wow.
And I knew I wasn't going to get a vote.
Wow.
The third one was an amendment to prohibit cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, castration, and sterilizing surgery on children 18 and under, okay? Because they don't have the mental capacity to weigh the consequences.
And
again, that didn't go anywhere.
Oh, my.
So
we are just an evil state.
I mean, to believe that not one Democrat senator would support that our side.
Wow.
Every one of them simply stood by and allowed it to not be accepted.
The one thing we haven't passed, hallelujah, we don't have yet assisted suicide legalized in Minnesota. Have they tried that?
Yeah, it's been introduced, and in the previous biennium, when the Democrats were in complete control in Minnesota legislature, it did pass the House. It got to the desk of the Minnesota Senate, but what we heard is a rumor, one DFL senator wouldn't vote for it, and since it's just a one-vote majority, they didn't bring it forward. Again, we don't want to keep people alive artificially, but this bill would have allowed the execution and
killing
of patients that still had viability.
I remember when Oregon passed this years ago, there was a cartoon in the newspaper of a nurse stepping into the lobby saying, "The doctor will kill you now."
Yeah. And think of it. The Democrats support killing of innocent, abortion right up to the moment of birth, and even after the child's born, they can be killed. And now they want to kill, the majority of them want to kill elderly people, and yet they turn around, they want to let the criminals back out on the street.
Yeah.
So I personally favor a death penalty for heinous criminals and who do terrible acts to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But the Democrats oppose that, and instead they want to kill the innocent and let the guilty go free.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's Marxism, okay? And unfortunately, that's what a majority of the Democrats at a state legislature has degenerated to and now believe in.
Do you ever see liberal, more radical legislators turn around? Do you ever see it?
Well, there is the encouragement to me recently is that more and more average people that I run into bring politics up about, can Minnesota really do this? So more and more people are actually starting to pay attention and to understand what's going on in our schools, illegal immigration, and a host of other issues. It never used to happen 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh.
Now, people I wouldn't think would be interested are actually bringing it up to me.
Wow.
Okay?
And why is Minnesota so liberal?
Well,
actually, it's just Twin Cities, basically, isn't it?
Yeah,
and Rochester.
Yeah, if you look at the last map of the last election, about 90% of the state was red.
Conservative.
Republican. It's the metro area, some parts of Rochester, and also up in
Duluth
area.
So why are they so liberal? Do you have any idea?
Well, that would probably be a discussion that would take more than this time.
Right,
okay?
We'll forget
but there's a number of reasons. So.
You know, also, Glenn, God bless you for being down there. And there are other Christians down there standing up for the truth. Because I've seen them on our public television puts your hearings on. And some of these Christians are articulate as they can be. So, but I would hate your job. So how do you stay sane through all this? Do you have any special things you do so you don't go nuts?
I pray a lot. And the other thing is, the Lord has taught me over a period of years that my responsibility is to be a witness and tell the truth to the best of my ability, okay? And it's God's responsibility to change people's hearts and minds.
Because we can't do that.
We can't do years ago when I first became a Christian, I thought I could. Led to a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
But remember, as those of us who identify as Christians, our responsibility is to witness and tell the truth to the best of our ability. It's God's responsibility to change their hearts and minds.
Yep, and that sounds like Campus Crusade for Christ, great organization, used to have a definition of witnessing, sharing your faith.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Witnessing is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God.
Amen.
Is there a prayer network? Are there Christians praying for you all down there?
Yeah, there's a pastor's prayer network, and we also have prayer networks of concerned citizens for the state of Minnesota. They've stopped in and talked to us about it. I have a lot of prayer support in my district. People will email me or text me or tell me on the street that they're praying for our state and for myself and other legislators up there.
Okay.
And all I can say is keep praying. Because remember, the Israelites were 400 years in slavery in Egypt, and eventually God did send a deliverer.
There you go. So it takes a while.
Sometimes it does.
And you know, I'm curious about this. Before I led my congregation out of the liberal ELCA branch of Lutheranism into a more conservative branch of Lutheranism, I'd go to the conventions every year, and I'd say, why are we paying for abortions with offering dollars in this denomination? And why is the bishop's office promoting homosexuality again? And it was hard for me to go. I tried to be humble and loving.
Amen.
And, you know, you'd think people would attack me. They just left me alone, like I had leprosy. I'm curious, when you stand for Christ down there and you say the difficult things, do people attack you, or what happens?
In some cases, they call you racist, they call you a bigot, they call you intolerant, and a host of other things. Well, you know, I'll put my record of prison ministry, helping people who are hurting, up against anybody in the legislature.
Sure.
In fact, I've said that a couple of times when they've accused me of being cold or hard-hearted, and nobody's ever taken me up on that. And again, we can all do what we can do, and God's blessed me with some abilities to help people.
If you don't agree with abortion, homosexuality, then you're a hate-filled bigot.
Yeah, and one of the things about abortion that I've said on the Senate floor and tried to impress on women, you know, abortion and pornography degrades women in the eyes of a certain percentage of men. It sends a message to sexually abuse them and leave them with the consequence. I just hope women think through the issue. When you take pornography, which degrades and objectifies women, and abortion, you're telling a certain percentage of men to degrade and exploit women and children.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big problems.
And to my knowledge, there are no restrictions on pornography,
right,
except for child porn.
Yep.
That is still illegal. Other than that, are there any restrictions?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
In fact, our public schools do not have to abide by pornography laws on their sex education.
Yeah.
I did bring an amendment this session to have the pornography and obscenity laws apply to our public school curriculum, and the Democrats voted it down again.
Yeah, and I just walked into my Brooklyn Park public library, and to see the big display of LGBT books, they were all on the one side that I looked at, aimed at children.
And if you took some of that same information from sex ed and showed it to children outside the public school, you could be arrested for grooming children for sexual exploitation.
Yeah.
And yet we're teaching it to our children as normal and optional, and it's causing a huge amount of problems.
Well, are there, all right, now let's talk about a little more controversial subject, immigration. Talk to me about that.
Okay, as you know, we passed a law, and the governor's going to sign it. The illegal immigrants in the state are given a host of benefits here in the state. We pay for their housing, pay for their education, pay for the first 2 years of their college if their income is under $80,000. And now, January 1, they were going to get to be able to sign up for Minnesota Care. Well, Minnesota Management and Budget projected that in 2025, 5,874 illegal immigrants would sign up for Minnesota Care. Well, in the first 3 months, from January 1 to April 23rd, about a little over 3 months, over 20,139 illegal immigrants signed up.
Wow.
And this is paid 100% by Minnesota taxpayers. And again, if we took that same money we're spending for illegal immigrants, which is about $7,741, according to MMB, per participant, and we put it into our nursing homes or our assisted living or disabled, We would have a one-to-one match from the federal government, so we could double our money. But instead, we have to pay 100% for anything done for the illegals.
Oh my.
So we're facing a $6 billion deficit, which thanks to the excessive spending of the Democrats. So we're creating a pipeline of exploitation of illegal immigrants. We need legal immigration. All of us are great-great-grandchildren of legal immigrants,
right? Legal immigrants,
yeah. So we, you know, you kill 64 million unborn children, you're going to need legal immigration, especially got 77 million unborn children or baby boomers retiring. We don't have enough young people to work, so we need legal immigration. But illegal immigration brings in fentanyl, crime, killing and raping our U.S. citizens, and thank God for President Trump that he has closed down the border. And we were losing over 100,000 young people a year from fentanyl poisoning. And that has gone down dramatically.
What countries is that coming from?
Well, according to published reports, and everybody can do their own research, China is sending over the fentanyl into Mexico where it's being made into a pill form or some type of form to ingest, and then they're coming across the border.
Wow.
And the cartels are being enriched with billions of dollars. They kill and maim illegal immigrants. We got 300,000 children who have disappeared or been sexually exploited. So, you know, illegal immigration is bad for our state. It's bad for our nation. But you know who it's the worst for? Illegal immigrants. They're human beings. The children. We need to care enough to stop this and promote legal immigration.
Amen.
And the Trump administration has an excellent program where they'll give the illegal immigrant a free flight back to their country, pay them $1,000, and then they can get in line to come back here legally and not bring the crime, the public health issues, the fentanyl, and a host of other problems.
And are any Democrats on side with you on that issue in Minnesota?
Well, we did vote this last session to eliminate Minnesota Care Now for adults in the
illegal,
state of
illegal adults. Okay.
But the children can still be signed up
okay.
on it. But what you have to understand, the more benefits we give to illegals, the more we incentivize them to come here to the state. And now we've seen the disastrous financial results for taxpayers in Illinois and California. They also provided health care for illegals, and the budget has exploded, okay? And it's just at a time where we're facing a $6 billion deficit, the last thing we need to do is care more about illegals than we do about the citizens of the state of Minnesota. And the governor's budget wanted to cut nursing homes, cut assisted living, cut disabled for Minnesota citizens, and give the money to illegals instead.
Well, you know, all right, back to abortion. We used to have some tax dollars go to pregnancy counseling, crisis pregnancy centers, so women could keep their babies.
Yeah,
we nixed all that under the
Amen.
Government. So we'll pay for abortions in Minnesota.
Right.
We won't pay for helping you have a baby in Minnesota.
Amen. And we desperately need more young people. You know, there's the morality side of it, which is Christians we agree on. But even a non-Christian, it's an economic consequence to kill your own children when a state kills them. How did we do Medicare, Social Security, and all that? Because we had 77 million babies
coming up,
born after World War II that came into the economy, and we had fewer elderly people. So we could do those things. Well, that's switched now. Now we have more elderly retiring with longer life expectancies and fewer young people.
So you reap what you sow.
You know... And the Bible says that.
Yeah.
You know.
What about this, Glenn? Back to another issue we started with. The drag queen story time hour paid for children, paid for by our... Didn't you have an amendment or something?
I had a bill to prohibit that.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, that didn't go anywhere, but I did introduce the bill to prohibit drag queen story hour in the libraries, public libraries.
And what happened to it?
It just never got a hearing or anything.
Oh, my.
I can't remember if I offered it as an amendment on the floor, but it didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
So, but it's still one of the issues that I would like to see happen.
And my state senator is all for it.
Yeah.
You know.
And we need to understand this grooms children mm-hmm. for sexual exploitation.
Yeah.
That's the worst of it.
Well, and why do drag queens want to tell stories to children? Why aren't the nursing homes, at the nursing homes, doing it for the elderly? This is nuts. This is nuts.
Because they're going after the children.
Yeah.
And remember, in the previous session, Minnesota used to have two laws against pedophilia. Governor Walz and the Democrats repealed one of the two. Okay?
Wow.
They repealed the one on human rights where you're renting a house or hiring. They can now file lawsuits under the human rights if you don't, even if they have a pedophile background.
Wow. All right?
The actual act is still illegal.
Okay.
But if you have a pedophile background, you can't be discriminated in hiring or renting. Or think of hiring for a kindergarten class, okay? That's how crazy things have gotten.
That's crazy. Is there hostility toward Christianity down at the state capitol?
Well, you experienced it yourself. Yeah. Remember, I invited you to pray. We opened in prayer or some type of prayer in the Senate.
Yeah.
And you were told not to mention, or when you mentioned Jesus Christ.
Let me tell the
story. Sure, go ahead.
So Glenn, 2 years ago, told them, have Tom Brock come do the opening prayer. So I said to the guy, well, I can do that, but I always pray in Jesus' name. Well, that's not very inclusive, but we won't forbid it. So I went there. I prayed a very nice prayer.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, the Savior, is what the way I put it. Immediately, two liberal Democrats came. You shouldn't have come here. You know, we were highly offended. All right, so you did it again. A few months ago,
yep.
I got another contact. Would you come pray? And I said, yes, but I always pray in Jesus' name. At which point he said, then let's not have you come.
Yeah, isn't it funny? We can mutilate and castrate children. That's not offensive. But having somebody pray in Jesus' name is
offensive.
Something's mixed up.
But they'll
pray
to other gods down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard other gods pray to in Minnesota. Everybody, there we are. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thanks for being a warrior down there. Everybody, we're going to put Glenn's contact information right now on the screen. But would you pray for Minnesota? Would you pray for the United States of America? Pray for people like Glenn. And we need people like this in the government. Pray, Lord, do you want me to be a Christian senator or mayor or school board person? Because, boy, do we need Christians on school boards
Amen.
With some of the things they're promoting. So thank you, Glenn. God bless you, everybody. Go to our website if you'd like to support us. And pray for America, and we'll see you next time at The Pastor's Study.
Thank you for watching The Pastor's Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor's Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.